Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. Basic Training, MedX, Scottsdale, Arizona. And UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Chris Lee Mayer. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's now a mind-body Chinese medicine healer, the author of Free for Life. He returns. Along with Bruce Parkman, he's the founder of Blue Fusion Technologies. He's the president of the Mac Parkman Foundation. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, upcoming guests. Hey, Chris Lee, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
I try to keep up with the Navy SEALs as best I can, Chris. because, again, you know that on the Sports Doctor, we talk about the greatest athletes in the world and an endless array of sports. And I have to say, like I mentioned to you initially, that the Navy SEAL, both mentally and physically, probably some of the greatest athletes you'd ever see. Would you agree?
I would agree.
So give us some background with that and leading into your whole holistic new medicine point of view and some of your courses.
Yeah, I mean, for me, working with athletes is something that I love, especially being a former athlete and retiring from track and field in 2003. My whole focus is resilience, meaning that when an athlete is stressed, yes, whether it's an athlete, whether it's a performer, a doctor, right? We're always performing,
yes,
and we're always under a lot of stress. High performers have something in common. They're ambitious people that like to work hard and the result oriented.
Oh, yes. So, you know, it's amazing, Chris, over the years, whether it's the, I call it the mental game, the generalization over the decades, the sports doctor, where I've had psychiatrists, psychologists. 2 months ago, I had a Taoist specialist. I've had people from all over the world talking the mental game and what a big deal it is and how important it is. And again, you say resilience. As you're talking, I'm picturing one of those commercials for the SEALs where maybe you're swimming underwater for an hour. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And the new medicine, again, the holistic side, we've always combined on the sports doctor, Eastern and Western medicine. The problem was they used to call it alternative. And somehow we got them to change the name to complementary, these were such a big deal. So when you're talking about your perspective of how you've decided really to give back, again, whether it's athletes or whether it's business people or parents or coaches, talk a little bit again to that background, your philosophies, Chris.
You know, my philosophy is very simple. If we have stress on the left, and on the way right, we have distortion, meaning structural distortion, emotional distortion, mental distortion. What sits directly in the middle is unrelieved physical tension. If we can reduce that, we can simultaneously reduce the distortion and eliminate
that's another big word. You know, I got to tell you, Chris, with your big words, distortion's a huge word. We all understand what that means. Again, all of a sudden, the doubting of whether you can believe anything because of the media, let alone we won't mention the word politics. So again, this distortion, I think, is another big word. You mentioned again the resilience and the ability to try to pay attention because you really can strengthen these systems. What are some of the bullet points you make in, for instance, Free for Life?
You know, some of the bullet points are simple, is that whatever's going on in your body is going on in your life. So if your body's tensed, stressed, and toxic, so is your life. And if you want to have a different life, you have to reduce the tension, the stress, and the toxicity that's keeping you from being fully expressed at your maximal potential.
How do you find today, whether it's medicine on the left, whether it's coaches, athletics, parents on the right, I've been screaming about it for 40-something years. I think we're making great progress. However, when you talk about the importance of these subjects in all areas, let alone of life, but again in sports and performance, and that whole idea of preventing injury and or enhancing performance, again, this what used to be considered voodoo, you know, which is, you know, what are you talking about, the mental thing? Now it's become a huge, big deal. You include making a big deal, again, out of fitness, out of the physical side, out of the nutrition side, in everything you talk about, don't you?
Yeah, because when a nervous system is in fight or flight, the blood leaves the prefrontal cortex, and it heads towards the back of the brain. And when it's stuck back there, athletes and performers, entrepreneurs, they make bad decisions. And if you're going to be a top-performing athlete, performer, lawyer, doctor, you need to be able to make really great decisions, which means you need to move that blood to the prefrontal cortex. And if you can do that successfully, the person you're working with is going to perform.
But the education, yeah, the education side at all levels, on the one hand, again, because I feature many of them, and whether it's youth sports organizations and or professional organizations, et cetera, where between the pandemic and social media, things have flipped on their head, and the importance of some of these situations has become such a big deal. What's the best site that people can go to about your work, Chris, and your book, et cetera?
Well, the first thing they would do is they'd go to the internet and they would punch in truebodyintelligence.com. They can find out about the book. There's a podcast that will educate them about the negative effects of stress and give them tools and directions on how to be able to transcend that.
Yes, that's a great title, True Body Intelligence, because it means, again, so many different things. In so many ways, again, you know, I like to mention the new medicine where we talk about, number one, eat smarter. And we'll leave the word smarter up to whoever's listening to it. Number two, keep moving, whether you want to go to the gym, whether you want to do yoga, whether you want to lift weights. But number three is make a big deal out of reducing stress and the importance of rest and recovery. And how long have you been involved in your world? Since you've gotten involved on this side of it with the lectures and your presentations, how long have you been doing that?
Yeah, since 1999, so 26 years.
Wow, okay. And how have you found the response of the people who are aware of what you're talking about? Do you deal at all with the school systems or government and or... The athletic community regarding spreading the word?
Well, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to be able to work with the most prolific sports teams in the world. So, and I work with the university athletes at Penn State University, and I've been able to work with Surgeon Generals and be able to help.
Hey, I'm a Louisville guy. You start talking Penn State. Of course, you're now out there on the West Coast. Who are some of the teams you work with?
I primarily focus my energy on athletes with the senior wrestling community. So the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club, which has produced multiple Olympic golds, lots of world champions.
Yes,
and
there's another great
NCAA
sport.
Level, the Penn State athletes, wrestlers.
Yes, wrestlers, it's interesting, again, when we talk about on the, we have a contest a few times a year on the Sports Doctor, Chris. We ask people, what sport do you think requires the best athletes? And there's all sorts of, whether it's 5 hours on the tennis court or it's the NBA player running up and down, the defensive back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if for 2 seconds you think about wrestling, it takes quite an athlete, you know, in so many different ways. And again, the idea, I can't tell you how many years it took me to get some of these wrestlers to include orthotics in their shoes, which was such an enhancement in so many different ways. The challenge was, like in figure skates, a device that will be enhancing alignment without it being, you know, too bulky or you can't get away, because the foot gear of a wrestler is a piece of paper for the most part. But that's changed, hasn't it?
It has changed. And the fact is the wrestlers that I've worked with that I've seen put in and pull out their orthotics.
Yes. Well, again, here's the point. Here's my sports doctor point for you, which is, again, the two exercises that we want people to include big time. And number one is strengthen your feet and ankles. I don't care what your son or daughter plays. I don't care what you play. You know, everybody's limping around from pickleball. So number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. And number two, work balance. Your kids work balance. Again, whether you're 80 years old and you want to stay as healthy as you can, I would imagine the business community pays a lot of attention to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So, hopefully. You know, I mean, the two muscle groups that I think are the most important, really, are the glutes, because they're such an underlooked area. If you can get those 6-hour rotators, glute, medius, minimus, and maximus to be long and strong, and you can get your hip flexors, so as major, minor, and iliacus, if you can get all of that congruent and strong.
Yes, well, you can. If I create what I call instability, if I create what I would, the late, great Bob Guider, who I spent 40 years with, give or take a few weeks, would talk about instability training, whether he had John McEnroe or Walter Payton or whatever the athlete was, he was creating all sorts of imbalance, BOSUs and tilt boards, et cetera, because every area you mention is turned on. Again, if you're 80 years old, you might balance on one foot in some regard. Have you found, again, because you're in the educational world, again, that the importance and the idea that you can train these systems, if you include paying attention to them, have you found you're gaining ground in that world, Chris?
Yes, of course, because that's the purpose for, you know, getting on shows like yours. To be able to normalize the conversation of the reduction of tension for the purpose of building strength so that you can
How
have
do you
better
find
balance.
Parents, again, what age groups? Do you work with any teenagers?
Yep, teenagers. Yeah. I work with kids all the way from age 7 to 87.
I send you my latest article on the prodigy sports, which is we tell them all day we want them to play numerous sports. We tell them all day, everybody. And that's great unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or now tennis, soccer, where you got 10, 11-year-olds who say they want to play 10 days a week, and we have to listen to these kids when that's what they want to do. But that's a whole other radio show, you know, and talking in that regard. How do you feel, again, you know, that's why I asked you how your sports psychology skills are before we run out of time, because you're working, again, you're working with the families, the coach, the kid themselves. And, of course, we know the more talented that kid, the more the pressure's on. How's your sports psychology skills, Chris?
I think
sounds
for
like
me,
that's what you're writing about.
Yeah, I think for me it's about getting them to simply believe that they can achieve everything that they want. And once you instill that belief and they believe that you believe in them, when the going gets very difficult in the match – they're going to lean on all of that good, positive feedback they've gotten from their support system.
So, Chris, do you have a podcast? Or what are you doing when I see your messages?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I have the True Body Intelligence podcast, same as my website, truebodyintelligence.com.
Yeah, I do. Hey, the sports doctor is going to make an appearance sometime in the future on that podcast of yours. But go ahead.
Yeah,
talk
that would
about
be
it.
Great. I would love that.
Yes. I'm always trading radio shows. Tell us about that, about your podcast and what you're paying attention to.
My podcast is there's 22 episodes that I decided to leave for the public because I think it's important that once you know something to pass it on to others around you. And
what's it called again? What's it called?
It's called the True Body Intelligence Podcast.
Okay.
Right.
And that's similar to your True Body Intelligence system. You really, that's exactly what you're dealing with. Okay. So give us again some of those.
I explained to them over 26 episodes how to create a successful pattern interrupt to the stress response.
I like pattern interrupt. That's another key point when we're talking about, you know, how do we change some of these different things. And again, we get back to the importance of awareness, whatever the heck we're talking about, and then the education side. So that's another powerful point where you're looking to interrupt some of these problems while you're trying to – one of my great guests in the past, you talk about face it and then replace it. How's that sound,
mm-hmm.
Chris?
Yeah, I like it.
So again, when you're feeling that you're making progress, you're working with a lot of these different age groups, you find again, you know, whether I'm picturing the overzealous parent before we run out of time, and/or the abusive coaches, etc. I don't have to mention the doctors. It's all sorts of this kind of stress. And how do you find that? My late sports psychologist would say to sports parents, say, number one, don't be a critic. Number two, be a good listener. Do you find coaches and parents are becoming better listeners?
Yeah, I find they're becoming better listeners because I require the coaches and the parents to go through the program.
Excellent.
Like, you can't just send your son or daughter to me and I'm going to work on them. You have to go through the program as well. And many times I will teach the parents or the coaches what they need to do in order to be able to help the athlete, because I live in Los Angeles and a lot of athletes that I work with live in different parts of the country. So they need someone on the ground that's
presently
in their
life.
Let alone
the specifics. That'll be the next few shows, the specifics of some of these sports. I knew the time would fly with you. Chris, give us the place people find out information about you and everything you're doing.
Yeah, go to truebodyintelligence.com if you're into Instagram and TikTok and all of those things. And you can just punch in my name, Christopher Lee Maher, M-A-H-E-R. And I'm always giving a download or two every single week to be able to benefit your life.
Fantastic. Okay, hold on, Chris. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. Goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Welcome. We're back at Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome Bruce Parkman. He's the founder of Blue Fusion Technologies, and he's the president of Mac Parkman Foundation. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Sports Doc. Really appreciate you having me on. Thank you, sir.
Great. You know, as everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, one of my frequent guests, Hillary Loftus, where we've talked about hyperbaric oxygen. I've had experts from all over the world and the concussion world and everything that's going on. And Bruce, tell us, give us some background on yourself and your whole world with the technologies and your foundation.
Yeah, I mean, hey, really appreciate it. Bruce Parkman, I'm a retired Green Beret Sergeant Major. I got out in 01 as an angry Vietnam veteran.
You're telling me you're a Green Beret? My first guest was a Navy SEAL. You guys got to connect. Go ahead.
I've been teaching them guys how to eat, drink, and chase women for 40 years. Don't worry about it.
I was just saying, but you're among the best athletes. So this is dynamite. Go ahead. Keep going, Bruce.
Yeah. So the issue is that with all the concussions, I got into business, been in business as a defense contractor, doing a lot of great work for our country and local governments. And in 2021, my son took his life. And through the grace of God, and not knowing that he was suffering from mental illness, we were able to make a donation to the Boston University CTE Center. But meanwhile, I started reading every paper, because at the autopsy, I asked the coroner why my son, who never knew any abuse, physical, emotional, mental, or, you know, whatever, sexual abuse, was not here. Why did he take his life? And the only thing he asked me is, did he play contact sports? And
right.
I said, hell yeah,
now,
he's an American boy.
Yeah, over the decades, Bruce, I have featured, I treated Dave Duerson from the
yes.
Chicago Bears, wore my orthotics his whole career. I've been in the middle of this issue, the CTE. I've had experts on from around the world, including Israel and Europe, for the world of concussions. And first of all, what terrible news when Hillary had shared that. And you decided to do something about that hell regarding
sir.
This. And tell us more about that and with what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Because the issue is not CTE. CTE has never killed anybody. You die with it. It's a condition that is caused by what's called repetitive head impacts.
Yes.
The small impacts that these athletes take, thousands, tens of thousands of these impacts over the years. What happens, what's killing these men or harming these men or causing them to suffer in silence is the mental illness that we now know is the cause of damage to their brain.
Well, this is one of the reasons why, of course, you know, you're talking now about a juggernaut, because on the sports doctor, I've always told, whether it's parents or coaches, there is no safe tackle football, period. We're all fans. We all love it. But there is no safe collision. There are collision sports. And over the decades, as we really started to, the Dave Duerson Foundation, I've had Michael on, the pink concussions that we've talked about in the women's world, and the idea that the hyperbaric oxygen, which was with the WOW Foundation, that when I first had Hillary on years ago, and she was talking about, you know, again, this the dilemma and challenges, again, whether it was in our military times 1,000 or whether it was in contact sports. So what are the things you're paying attention to in the foundation, Bruce?
Well, sir, what we're making people aware of, it's not contact sports. It's the total aggregate exposure. The only way to make sports safe, and again, I'm a semi-pro rugby player. I'm 63. I love smacking another dude. But we have
rugby.
Got,
I tell you, man. You know, rugby. We talk on the sports doctor sometimes. What's the sports that require the best athletes? And you know, you try to figure rugby, football without equipment. So it's pretty amazing. But again, the idea that the persistent rattling around of the head, whether you're coming down in the world of cheerleading, I've had those experts on the fact of that it's such a almost collision sport in some ways, and the idea. So education becomes a very, very big deal. And again, there's been tremendous. You remember years ago, the football player or the rugby player, Bruce, coming in from the sidelines, he just took a tremendous ding, and somebody would say, "Hey, how many fingers?" Well, hey, okay, good, go back in.
Yeah, now, go back in. But here's how we make it. This is how we make it safe, sir. Is number one, we have to
safer.
Delay exposure.
Safer, Bruce.
Safer, not safe.
Thank you.
Safer.
Thank you.
Safer.
Okay.
There's no way to stop the head from moving around inside the brain, inside the head. How we make it safer is, number one, is we delay the exposure to contact while the child's brain is developing till at least high school, 14.
Yes.
Flag
this
football,
a big, this
no
a big,
check hockey.
That's a big point, Bruce. When we talk about youth football, it's
just not a good idea.
It is not a good idea.
No way. So if, again, it's a matter of education, but it's also a matter of this is as big as Little League, Pop Warner.
This is,
and this is times 100. So my question, my thing is good luck to you, Bruce.
Well,
but this is why we have people like yourself on. And in that regard, tell us more again about the so you're an educator. And do you find yourself working with school systems, park districts? What's your What's your emphasis, Bruce?
Everything. So I wrote the only book for parents. It's called Youth Contact Sports and Broken Brains. It's for free on our website. It's been endorsed by Dr. Ann McKee, Dr. Chris Marinsky, Dr. Julie Stamm. Every
What's
neurologist
the website,
said,
Bruce? What's the website?
www.mp for Mac Parkman, FACT.org. MPFACT.org. They can download that. We host the only conference on repetitive brain trauma, repetitive blast exposure for veterans, repetitive head impacts for kids and athletes.
Have you worked at all with Catherine Snedeker with Pink Concussions?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Pink Concussions is speaking at our conference this year.
Is Catherine Snedeker? You better tell her I said hi.
Yes.
This was a revelation over the years where we saw there was a difference. You know, I had another guest who's been screaming for years, Hummingbird Sports, that girls playing lacrosse should wear helmets. And girls lacrosse doesn't wear helmets. So for whatever the stupid reason is, I tried to sell the idea in the world of soccer. I never got anywhere, Bruce, talked about whether that was the case. And the how do you find the medical community as well as the athletic community paying attention, Bruce, to what you're really, really talking about with your whole emphasis?
Well,
we
just converted the first police activity league, tackle football league, to flag based on our story and recommendations.
Because
here's the issue. It's all about total aggregate exposure. If we delayed exposure to 14, then in high school, took the majority of the contact out of practice. Yes. Because that's
most amazing.
You know
what's amazing? I tell you, Bruce, I'm older than you. But what's amazing is it's going to be in the Olympics. It's already in school sports. Flag football. Nobody would even say, what are you, out of your mind? So the population, and maybe in two lifetimes from now, there will be the best athletes in the world, but they'll be playing flag. And we'll understand, maybe two lifetimes. But the tremendous explosion of you have all the athleticism. Now, it's true. You did say at the beginning of the talk, you said, I like hitting these dudes. But if you're grabbing them, if you're tussling with, you're dealing with athletes who are twice as strong, twice as big, and twice as fast. And this is again, I've been talking about it for 40 years, give or take a few weeks. Welcome to the group, Bruce. What's your feedback about what you've seen and your involvement in the world of the hyperbaric oxygen stuff?
So hyperbaric oxygen is great. It's a great way to heal, but hyperbaric oxygen is there to treat injured brains. It will not make a sport safe. All these people saying, we'll lock them in a tube and they'll be able to play.
No, you're not
going to
make the sport safe unless you play flag.
That's right. And
period.
You delay contact in practice.
Yes.
And here's my other point, sir. If the NFL does not have contact during their season, how come 95% of our high schools have to hit every day during
season? Again, the changes are being made. On the sports doctor, we talk about three big areas, Bruce. You'll catch it in a second. One's awareness, whatever we're talking about. The other one's education. With whatever we're talking about. And the third one's action. And the awareness has always been a big deal with these head injuries and the reality that a lot of our sports where you have 6'8", 240-pound shortstops and hockey players. These guys used to, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, was 6 feet, Henry Aaron, 190. So you've got these realities and with all the training. So again, the idea, and I do see changes in the youth leagues where there's, hey, much less in the world of contact practice, trying to take this into consideration. But I go back to what I said at the beginning of our conversation, fellows, everybody, you listening? There is no safe contact football. This is what it is. And I like your idea, absolutely, of that 14 years old. It's a compromise because we know what it is. But at the same time, maybe when they have the 10th Olympics and it's flag football, you're gonna see it. You know, you see it in the Pro Bowl. They accepted it. And there are injuries. I don't care if you played flag. People hit the ground. They collide. Of course they do, like in soccer. But it's not a contact sport. And I think these are the kinds of compromises I'm sure you're making every day when you're dealing with, again, you know, the more talented the athlete you're working with, the more the challenge between their parents, their coaches. That's why I ask you, Bruce, how's your sports psychology skill?
I talked to the coach of a very, very well-known lacrosse team that was at the airport with me. And as soon as I told him what our point was about making sports safer, he said, I am all over this, and I'm going to put you in touch with the head of our school. It's one of the largest
academies. This is why you're going to send him this segment, Bruce. This is why we do. This is why when I feature people, I make the greatest commercial for them. Because of the topic they're involved in, or the technology, or whatever it is, and youth sports is a gigantic business. Eventually, the documentary that I've worked so closely with Joel Franco from Chesapeake Films, the games our children play, the challenge of youth sports, a gigantic business. It's funny, when I first talked to him about it eight, nine years ago, he said, you know, there's a guy that's a $12, $13 billion a year business. Now he says, you know, it's $100 billion, let alone with the NIL situation, with the paying of now, that's how nuts become. When we talk about the pressure on these individuals, again, whether it's the Green Beret, again, some of the greatest athletes we've ever seen our whole life, and this is why I'm so excited, because our first guest, Chris, was a Navy SEAL, and I've got to connect you guys. Because he's about the same world. He's in the mental side of this kind of, again, whether it's the best athlete in the world or their grandmother. What's Blue Fusion Technologies, Bruce?
Well, before we go there, I just want to say, because you said mental health. Yeah, mental health. So this is our point, is that, people say there's no way to diagnose CTE, and that is not true. There's a condition called traumatic encephalopathy syndrome, which postulates that, and we know this for a fact, the first indication that we have that an athlete's brain is struggling is that they show signs of mental illness, cognitive, behavioral, or psychological conditions. And this is the problem, sir. That issue, the correlation between
mental illness. Yep. Keep that thought in mind, Bruce, when we come back. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about, everybody. We're talking with Bruce Parkman, who is the founder of Blue Fusion Technologies and the Mac Parkman Foundation. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers.
They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. Sports Doc, Dr. Bob Weil, I'm talking with Bruce Parkman. He's the founder of Blue Fusion Technologies, and he's the president of Mac Parkman Foundation. And we wanted to continue that conversation before we got into what Blue Fusion was. Again, we've been talking all month. This is the Mental Health Awareness Month. This is such a big deal. So follow through, Bruce, with what a big deal you make about it with your foundation.
Well, I mean, the big deal is, sir, is that we now know that the first indication that an athlete's brain has been injured is the display of psychological disorder, mental illness.
Yes, behavior.
Psychological, behavioral, right, cognitive. And here's the problem. The link between repetitive head impacts, contact sports, and mental illness is not trained in any nursing, doctor, or psychological training program. So what happens? These kids go, they're obviously mentally ill, so they're misdiagnosed to be mentally ill.
Yes.
Then they're mistreated with drugs and therapy,
yes,
which does nothing to do
the
brain.
One
and
of the
then
big problems.
They keep
that's
playing sports.
Yes.
Sir, I'm going to say this with all seriousness. Contact sports right now in kids is the largest preventable cause of mental illness in this country. If we can make sports safer,
yes,
if we can identify these struggling athletes, if we can get them treatments like HBOT and transcranial magnetic stimulation and get them access to
great
supplementation
programs. You've got to get them educated. You got to get the school system. Again, when Don Brady is a famous psychologist who spent decades in the high school world. He talked years ago on my show what he was seeing with these high school athletes, exactly what you're talking about, whether it was sleep deprivation, whether it was problems at home, whether it was this, or this. The fact whether you just mentioned that the enormity of this situation regarding to mental illness, that's a powerful statement. And with the overuse, again, of medicines, you know, one of my contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Dr. Denise McDermott, she's a holistic psychiatrist, and she talked about, again, the overabundance. Again, you can't turn on TV for 5 minutes without drug commercials. Only the United States and New Zealand are the only two countries in the world, Bruce, that allow TV pushing. Now, drugs are great when needed, but the idea of we're missing, that's a big statement you made. So the education of the awareness of the teacher or the parents or the coach regarding some of these changes is a lot what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And then training our nursing, psychological, and medical community that when the kid shows up with mental illness, there could be a physiological cause. These kids are not mentally ill. They have a hurt brain. And unless we treat the
Don't you understand, Bruce? My son is the top quarterback in the league. What do you mean he's got to miss games? What do you mean this?
Yeah.
What do you mean that? So again, it's a tough sell in some instances when we're talking about that. You know, I've had Dr. Afradi from Israel has been on with the Dr. Hadani that are involved with, again, the whole concussion world and some of these situations, again, like the wounded warriors, et cetera. And what age groups are you paying attention to in your educational world, Bruce?
Right now, it's high school. It's kids in high school. It's kids with parents to say, look, you know, don't just play brain-safe sports. Let your kid's brain develop normally. In high school, look, my son was a back-to-back concussive sport player, a blindside guy and a wrestling captain. It's too much. You can play football year-round here in Florida. Play one season. Let your kid spend the next 9 months resting and then your kid will probably
rest and recover.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, tough sell.
Rest and recover. But don't play. Look, you know, football, then play lacrosse, and then rugby or whatever. Yeah. We are so great. We are risking the mental health of our children because we're not only ignorant about the correlation. Yeah.
Not only that, my article last month in the Old Extremity Review called "The Prodigy Sports." Again, that's great. Unless your kid is a figure skater or a gymnast or in specializing very, very early. You know, when we've had the great ex-Yankee pitcher and multiple author, Lou Vickery, on last week. He used to have a show, Lou in the Morning, and he talked about them playing baseball year-round and all the shoulder problems. Yankees team physician, Dr. Chris Ahmad, who's been a guest of mine numerous times, talked about they're doing Tommy John surgery on teenagers. So it's the same overkill stuff, and this is why the education is so important, involving, again, this communication with school systems, paying attention early, and the idea, of course, we're challenged because these problems with these teenagers, with social media and this whole, the post-pandemic, it just made things, boy, on the one hand, much more aware. On the other hand, it seems like it's almost overwhelming, Bruce.
It is. I mean, there's no doubt, sir, that, you know, there is a significant amount of education that goes place involved. When I tell parents, look, your kid's not playing in the NFL. I know you think they are, but they got a better chance of being a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant than they do of actually.
Oh, the overzealous parents?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
We're all picturing the overzealous parent. Again, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more these pressures are on. Dr. Wild, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil three times a day, her knees are killing her in volleyball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea of paying attention to the importance of rest and recovery, it's amazing. The former gold medal women's U.S. soccer team, 80% of those girls played multiple sports. And this sometimes is shocking. People think they've been playing soccer since they're 10 years old. Some are. And this is where we have to pay special attention. But the idea of rest and recovery, how we want parents and coaches to understand how important this is, I think we've made some good progress. But, boy, we're still treading water, aren't we, Bruce?
We are, sir. But
we're going to run out of time. Tell me about Bruce Technologies quickly.
Right.
What's
that? So, Blue Fusion, the largest problem with data in the world is called data normalization, making all the data one data form so anybody can use it. We have a patented piece of technology. It's used by the government, law enforcement, to go ahead and take different data sources and put them together in one data package so it can be used by any application. It's just amazing what we're doing. We donate the software to anybody that has a nonprofit focused on human trafficking, sexual trafficking, child molestation, because we find bad people.
Do people find out about this if they go to that site you mentioned, or does this have a site by itself?
BlueFusion.com is our website. You can take a look there. We're doing amazing things with data, solving the organ donation. We lose 20% of donated organs only because databases can't talk together. We're fixing that right now. These are the things that we're solving.
Dealing with that in the world, the LEAP organization, lower extremity amputation prevention. I knew the time would fly by with Bruce Parkman. Bruce, give us the foundation site and the technology site again quickly.
Okay, www.mpfact.org. Google Store, Apple Store. It's our app is called Head Smart. You can just download it for free, and it's got a free copy of the book on there. We encourage all parents to please take a look at contact sports as a risk to your kids' health. And if they've already been playing, keep an eye on their mental health, because they might not be mentally ill. They might have a damaged brain. Thank you so much for having me on.
Big point. Hold on, Bruce. Hold on, Bruce. Again, Bruce Parkman with Blue Fusion Technologies, Max Parkman Foundation. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey everybody, we're back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. We mention, if we have time, some emails. Again, I want to mention again our exciting new website, thesportsdoctorsinradio.com. sportsdoctorsinradio.com. My email, drrwild, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Again, our consulting group where we have a free consultation, whether it's with parents or coaches, involving coming up with an optimum plan for your son or daughter or you. In the world, we're surrounded by experts in every area of the world of sports medicine. And again, you can check that out. Next week, dynamic duo. Bill Crawford is a member of the Hall of Fame, Fitness Hall of Fame. He's a teammate of mine. He's also a Lifetime Achievement Award winner with the National Fitness Hall of Fame. His wife, Debbie, they'll be joining me where she's been so much a part of their basic training, MedX facility. One of the pioneers in the whole Nautilus world. So that's going to be exciting. Then one of the most prominent chiropractors, another co-member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame, chiropractic physician, Dr. James Stockson,
and team doctors. This guy travels the world to do some individual treatment for some top athlete or business person. His international keynote speaking. So we're looking forward. The thoracic syndrome, such a big deal, showed the area that he's become an expert on. The following week, Dominica and Steve Loretto with Supreme Wellness and Aesthetics and their exciting venture again into regenerative medicine. You know, again, I talk all the time on the Sports Doctor about what I call the new medicine. Number one, eat smarter. You define it. We all know what it means, and there's all sorts of expertise in nutrition out there. Eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. I don't care if you're doing yoga, if you're playing pickleball, if you're a walker, if you're a high performance, whatever. You go to the gym. You want to include physical activity. Very, very important. Number three, nothing more important than reduce stress. Nothing more important than rest and recovery. And this is what they deal with, this whole bio world of everything from supplements to mental situations, the anti-aging world. They make a big deal out of that. Again, with the some Dr. Bob wisdom, we know that May, I think we got another week, again, of the Mental Health Awareness Month. Everybody knows what a big deal the mental game is. You know, one of the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, that I co-authored with the great volleyball star, Sharkey Zartman. Sharkey's been a multiple author, had a radio show for years. That's where I first met her, with the summit, the National Publicity Summit, and stressing the importance of all aspects of youth sports. And the importance of the mental side of that situation, and talking about the, whether it's the parents' role, whether it happens to be the coach's role, the community, and the communication being so important. Our friends with iSport 360 in Goldberg, that great organization, always paying big attention to the communication side. My friends, whether it's John Eng with the National Association of Youth Sports, had celebrated like their 40th anniversary working with park districts, medical families, again, on the safety and importance of the whole idea of the new medicine, regenerative medicine, all these aspects that go into prevention. And the fact, again, of surrounding ourselves, you know, again, the contributor to the book, Robert Andrews, the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, where he's worked with the Simone Biles, the great gold medalist, and really now he worked with the Navy SEALs. He's worked with so many different organizations and really specializing in post-injury mental challenges. An athlete might be looking at a year rehab, or, gee, I'm injured again, or, gee, what am I going to do? My life's flashing in front of my eyes. So, again, the mental game.
1 minute.
3,000 years old. A couple of weeks ago, we had a Taoist on the show talking about 3,000-year-old wisdom and how much it's the same stuff today when we're talking mentally. We'll get to the emails next week, everybody. But again, thanks so much, our friends at BBS. Thank you, Chris Lee Mayer, Bruce Parkman. Catch you next week, everybody, the Sports Doctor.